Successive Alaska governors have opposed the roadless rule since the Clinton administration put it in place in 2001. It's been an on-again and off-again situation since then, with legal battles and politics coming into play. Now, President Biden's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who oversees the Forest Service, is calling a do-over. It says a two-month comment period will soon open as part of a formal process to reinstate the roadless rule.
I don't know how many times the Vilsack can announce the same thing and have it sound like news.
That's Juneau attorney Jim Clark, who has been coordinating a legal effort with Resource Industries to preserve the Tongass exemption from the roadless rule. He says the rhetoric around the rule's protections of ancient forests is overblown.
All this new exemption would do is open up 168,000 acres to timber harvest that wasn't previously open. You wouldn't know that from listening to the news. You'd think that all of the Tongass is going to be subject to clear cutting.
And it's true. While the rule change could affect more than 9 million acres, less than 170,000 acres of that would be old-growth timber that could be logged under the current exemption. Governor Mike Dunleavy directed the state to join a lawsuit filed by Resource Industries, but the Court of Appeals dismissed the lawsuit just days ago, saying last year's roadless exemption is still in force and the case was moot. The governor's chief of staff is Randy Rurow, who hails from the former logging boom town of Ketchikan. He calls the Biden administration's new announcement federal overreach and says it ignores laws in the books that direct the Forest Service to make timber available to industry.
We dispute the discretion of the secretary to arbitrarily decide from Washington, D.C. to not follow those federal statutes and impose the roadless rule on the Tongass.
But opinion polls and the public record from hearings show support for the roadless rule, both in Alaska and outside. In Southeast, it has defenders from growing non-extractive industries like commercial fishing and tourism. And tribes whose traditional homelands are in what's now Tongass National Forest also railed against the Trump administration's rollback, both in hearings and in courtrooms. That's because the legacy of clear-cutting and other development conflicted with rural residents' hunting and fishing traditions. Don Hernandez chairs the Regional Advisory Council on Federal Subsistence. It spent hours taking testimony over roadless.
It had just become pretty obvious over a long period of time that the areas of the Tongass that were most significantly impacted by past logging were all suffering harms to subsistence uses.
Hernandez is a commercial fisherman who lives on the northern tip of Prince of Wales Island that's almost completely blanketed by federal forest land. He says the council heard loud and clear that people were worried about more old-growth logging.
And to expand that into other areas of the Tongass that people have come to rely on to meet their subsistence needs was just not going to be acceptable.
To federal policymakers, the Tongass is seen less from a lens of conserving hunting and fishing grounds and more as a bulwark against climate change. The Pew Charitable Trust's Ken Raitt, who worked on developing the roadless rule under the Clinton administration in the 1990s, says it's a recognition by the Biden administration that forests need to be kept intact to sequester carbon.
You know, there's nowhere in the U.S. where this is more important than the Tongass National Forest. And so the decision is the right one for the Tongass, but it's also the right one for the nation as a whole.
The resource industry and many of Alaska's elected leaders complain that red tape will further lock up federal lands to energy and mining. But Raitt says there are safeguards in the rule. The Forest Service can, and does, issue waivers for projects in the public interest. More than two dozen to date, he says.
The view that this is a blanket rule that will stop any development whatsoever from occurring on the Tongass just has not been borne out by the history of this issue.
How exactly the Biden administration plans to reverse the Trump administration policy still isn't clear, says Juneau attorney Jim Clark.
It's just a situation where we have to wait and see what the administration is actually doing and in order to determine how it's going to impact the exemption. And I guess we'll stay tuned till next Tuesday and we'll see what they do.
That Tuesday is when the Biden administration rolls out its plans for bringing back the roadless rule. If the last go-around is any indication, it'll be a drawn-out affair as it took more than 2 years to exempt the Tongass. During those hearings, the federal government says more than 95% of people nationwide supported keeping the roadless rule in place. The Trump administration overturned it anyway. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.